Today, more from the property market frontline, where our planning has gone wrong. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. And today, I'm joined again by our property insider, Edwin Almeida. Hello, Edwin. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Martin.
Okay. Now, the other thing that you mentioned to me the other day was the issue of the sort of, let's take Sydney, right? So we've got this sort of spider's web with the CBD in the middle of the city, right? And then you've got this sort of infrastructure running out in all directions from the centre of Sydney, right? And that's having a very interesting and significant impact on the way that property prices work and the way that the investments are being made. And I think you've got some quite strong views about how good or bad that sort of model is.
So do you want me to put my conspiracy theorist hat on, or do you want me to just, from my observation, I think they're both the same. You know, when we start getting promises of beaches in Parramatta, you know, and along the Parramatta River, and that's going to drive the property values, you know, we're on shaky ground. But outside of that novel ideas, you know, I say, in our case, you know, the old saying goes, all roads lead to Rome, but in our case in New South Wales, all roads lead to the city. The M2, M7, M4, all the infrastructure's been pointed to the city. So if we were really trying to decongest the city and we were really trying to grow the southwest, west, northwest areas, why is all the infrastructure pointing back into the city? Now, if we really wanted Parramatta to become the second centre of Sydney, yeah, it may be the second residential centre, as far as I'm concerned, but not the second commercial centre. Because in a couple of years' time, we're going to have 8,000 jobs going back to Redfern, which is the, you know, the CBA, purpose-built building in Redfern. So again, my question is, I keep on asking over and over again, why, with all this infrastructure that's being built, why is it all pointing back to the city? I don't believe that the west, southwest, northwest areas are going to develop as much as what a lot of people believe they are, with all this supposed infrastructure. All it is just transport routes, but again, leading back into the city. I don't see anything. And then everybody talks about, okay, I'll rephrase that. Everybody talks about the Badgerys Creek Airport. Yeah, according to an article that I read today by a senior real estate personality, it was going to deliver hundreds of thousands of new jobs for the West, apparently. We look at Avalon in Melbourne. What happened to that? There's no real, from what I see, from my own personal observation, there's nothing else other than housing, construction, and if the airport's going to be the saving grace, we're in a lot of trouble.
So what you're really saying, I think, is that the idea of having more than one centre of gravity around Sydney, right? So, you know, if you like, the centre on the coast, the centre around Parramatta, and the centre perhaps around the airport in due course, can only work if you actually think about it more broadly than just residential development, roads and other transport links.
Right? Of course, because people commuting into the city for what?
Yeah.
For work.
Yes, right. So you've got to find mechanisms to bring the commercial operations and commercial centre and businesses into those locations to effectively make it all work.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a powerhouse museum in Parramatta isn't going to cut the mustard.
Nope.
Three new beaches along Parramatta River isn't going to cut the mustard. The last time I went fishing off Ride Bridge was about 30 years ago, and I caught a two-headed flathead. That was the last time I went fishing there. Yeah, because I noticed it had two heads and a few other squiggly things at the back. You know, that was the last time I went fishing. I mean, we just to use it fish as a pastime, not to eat, because even then we knew how contaminated it was. We're talking 30 years ago, mate.
Yep.
And now there's these proposals for three new beaches from Putney to all the way to Parramatta to be built. I wouldn't put my toe in there, in the water, as far as I'm concerned, with all the crap that's there.
So do you think it's just a deficiency of New South Wales planning? Is that the problem, or is there something else going on?
I think so. You know, I recall there was a proposal from about, I think, 30 years ago, or it just slips my mind, where there was a proposal for the second city of Sydney to New South Wales to be built in Orange.
Mm.
I don't know if you recall that, if you remember that. Ideal. Right now, if we look at those regions, we look at the people are screaming for employees. They want people to go there and set up a home there and work, but. But you know, again, there's nothing for them. There's no real other infrastructure. There's no other anything else other than, in a sense, if you like to be in a small town, you can go out that way and you do something for yourself. But I thought that was a great idea to build another city over the mountains would have been ideal.
Mm.
This political ping pong ball has just been going backwards and forwards, even Badgers Creek. I mean, I've still got my theories on Badgers Creek Airport as it is anyway. And maybe one of your viewers has seen the plans, and I'd love to get them. And if you do, please send them on to me. And that is, how do they plan on getting the fuel to Badgers Creek Airport?
Interesting question. Yeah,
I'd like to know. That's what I'd like to know. You know, because from what I've heard from many experts, they're talking about tankers. Then in my mind, the question arises: how many councils are going to allow tankers to go through their LGAs 24/7, and how many tankers do you need 24/7 to transport the fuel from Kurnell to Badgers Creek Airport?
Yeah.
Have the government bought any land to build the pipeline to take the fuel out to Badgers Creek Airport? And the other one is rail. I'd like to see the plans as to where the proposed rail line that's going to cut the fuel from Kurnell to Badgers Creek Airport is going to go through.
Yes.
Question, so there's my conspiracy theory. I don't believe I'm going to see the airport, not in my lifetime.
So it sounds to me as though the issue is there's lack of joined up thinking, right? So we've got, you know, drive to do particular things, but really we don't have the right context in which to make those perhaps more strategic decisions. So therefore we get bits and pieces done all over the place without any real long-term benefits being created out of the back of it.
No, I think it's because it's easier to for the government. It has been easier over the past decade to get incomes or taxes out of construction.
Mm. Yeah, well, stamp duty, of course, it's a huge driver.
Stamp
isn't
duty
it?
from after the purchase of the land, the purchase of the land to the end product. Yeah, I calculated something like 43 to 45% of what people are paying for that particular dwelling is all taxes.
Yep.
45%.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know, a lot of people don't realise that developers are paying GST, which they can't claim back.
Mm.
So all these things. So it's. I could talk till the cows come home on that.
So, but the implication there is that there's a lot of activity which is driven by the short-term revenue generation potential.
That's right. And that, as you put it, all that activity that's been driving this short-term revenue potential for the government and for developers and landowners, that is where we're going to come unstuck with.
Right.
That is where the sword's just going to cut right through there, and we're going to come back to true property values.
Mm.
Hence the reason why I'm saying, in some cases, 50 to 55%, particularly with apartments.
Yeah, yeah. So we're coming back to more long-term sustainable levels.
Yeah, do the math, Mark. If agents or marketing companies, keep in mind that a lot of these off-the-plan purchases weren't done through your traditional real estate agents. That were all these marketing companies and the financial institutions that jumped on the bandwagon. You know, let me be a financial planner by day and an accountant by day and a real estate agent by night.
Yeah.
And yeah, you got this 10% here, 5% there, GST here, a bit here, a bit there. Council contributions that skyrocketed from, in some areas, from 4,000 per apartment to 18,000. In some LGAs, where now the council is demanding wanting to be co-beneficiaries of the upside. That's insane. I just see the corruption all over it.
Mm.
Okay, I'm going to let you put 150 units on where otherwise you could put 100, but we're going to split the upside.
So that's how the market actually works.
Well, in parts of it.
Yeah, okay.
In parts of it, you know. And this is where the public aren't aware of these things. That.
But that's a pretty serious accusation, right? What you're saying is that there's a whole bunch of other agendas that we don't see that actually explains why we've got what we've got.
Again, going back to our last video, why have Parramatta Council, why did they allow to dig 5 basements?
Yep.
Why? Well, because it was legitimate. I don't think so.
Edwin, thank you very much for your time. Very interesting to talk to you about property from the front line. You get a really very clear perspective from you. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching. And if you enjoyed this post, please like it and share it, and check back next time. Thanks for watching.